In advance of the South Carolina primary on Saturday, we're going to take another look at politics this week. Joining us now is Bettina Inclán, who's the Republican National Committee's Director for Hispanic Outreach. Good morning, Bettina.
Good morning.
Let me run a couple of facts by you. According to the Pew Research Center, in 2008, more than two-thirds of Hispanics voted for President Obama. And that was when they made about 10% of the electorate. That's increasing, of course, according to census data. Bettina Inclán, what would you say is the strategy of the Republican Party for getting those votes to come back or to go to the Republicans as opposed to the Democrats?
Thank you so much. Well, you're right. Latinos are going to make a huge role in this upcoming election. Now, Leo, groups say that it will increase about 26%. And what the Republican Party understands is the importance of engaging these voters. We rolled out a new expanded effort targeting Latinos throughout the nation, but also expanding our efforts in some key states with large constituencies like Florida, New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada. A lot of them, the Latino vote is the swing vote and can make a huge difference. We're also doing some enhanced digital efforts. We have a new Twitter account, RNC Latinos, and a Tumblr account, rnclatinos@tumblr.com, and they both provide bilingual information to make sure the information to the Hispanic community gets in any language that they prefer.
I wonder if you need maybe a little bit more help from the candidates. Herman Cain, for instance, one of the GOP candidates, said this at one point.
We'll have a real fence, 20 feet high, with barbed wire, electrified, with a sign on the other side that says, it can kill you.
Now, Herman Cain, by no means the only person talking about the border fence down there between the United States and Mexico. Do the GOP candidates sometimes get it that there needs to be a slightly more sensitive discourse regarding immigration issues and Hispanics and Latinos?
Well, as we know, Herman Cain is no longer running for president. There is a lot of different ideas out there from the candidates, and it'll be interesting to see who wins. The Republican Party can always do better. I think, you know, we want to make sure that our message is getting out. We're connecting with voters, but there's an incredible opportunity. Obama has lost support within the Hispanic community. He's dropped 30 points from his high in April of 2009. And in swing states like Florida, his support is underwater. The economy is really hitting Latinos harder than anyone else. High unemployment, foreclosures, and they're looking for an alternative, and we're positive that it's going to be the Republicans that they're going to vote for in November.
You know, some Republican strategists on this program have suggested that candidates' use of the word illegals and the way that they talk about immigration is often very offensive Latino voters. Do you suggest a change? Do you have guidelines for candidates and to keep people on message?
Yeah, we talk about the importance about connecting with voters, and, you know, the Latino community is not monolithic. It is different, and I think that's the importance when talking to the community is understanding that a voter in Miami is different from a voter in Las Vegas, and understanding those differences and connecting with those voters is the most important thing in respecting the community.
Right. Well, based on the numbers in 2008, she's got a tough job, but she's right in the middle of it. Bettina Inclán is the Republican National Committee's Director for Hispanic Outreach. Thanks so much.
Thank you.